Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on hope. Hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time keeping the clemency, the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah ta'ala in front of us. And together with that, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of doing wrong. A person does wrong, then what the punishment will be, the azab, the severity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this creates a perfect balance in a person. Like the car, person's alignment is right, then he goes straight on the road. Otherwise it pulls to the right, it pulls to the left. So indeed also, we have this balance where there is hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and at the same time there is fear in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, kunna ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi qubbatin nahwa min arba'in, faqala atardona an takunu ruba ahlil jannah, qulna na'am, qala atardona an takunu thulutha ahlil jannah, qulna na'am, قال والذي نفس محمد بيده إني لأرجو أن تكون نصف أهل الجنة وذلك أن الجنة لا يدخلها إلا نفس مسلمة وما أنتم في أهل الشرك إلا كالشعرة البيضاء في جلد الثور الأسود أو كالشعرة السوداء في جلد الثور الأحمر متفق عليه. حضر عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that we were about 40 people with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a tent. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, would you like to be a quarter of the inhabitants of Jannah? So now Sahaba, about 40 of them, were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a tent. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam is asking him such a beautiful question, that would you like to be quarter of the inhabitants of Jannah? In other words, from all the different ummahs, would you like to be quarter, and from all the people present from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to Qiyamah, would you people, in other words Muslims, would you like to be quarter of the people of Jannah? He made such a nice question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is asking. So immediately Sahaba replied, yes. He asked, then Rasulullah sallallahu asked, would you like to be a third of the inhabitants of Jannah? We replied, yes. And he said, by that being, and now Rasulullah sallallahu first asked quarter, and then we said yes. He asked, would you like to be a third? We said yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, I take an oath in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hope that you will be half of the inhabitants of Jannah. This is because only a Muslim shall enter Jannah. In comparison to the polytheist, you are like a strand of white hair on the skin of a black ox, or like a strand of black hair on the skin of a red ox. If you look at the number of mushrikeen that are there present throughout the world and throughout the times, you'll find that the Muslims were always in a minority. Throughout the world, Muslims were in minority. However, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us an example that gives us hope and gives us courage. That this, despite us being like a white hair on the body of a black ox, or like being a black hair on the skin of a red ox. In other words, one hair, it stands out. Out of the whole black ox, you can see that there is one white hair. It stands out. So in other words, you will be in a small, you will be in minority. But despite that, you will be the most of the people of Jannah, because you obviously, referring to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your people that don't commit shirk, you don't have any shirk. So in that example of that animal, is all the polytheists, etc., who do not except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are like that. But in terms of the number of people of Jannah, in terms of this ummah will be maximum. In one hadith it comes that there will be 120 safs on the day of Qiyamah, 120 rows. Out of that 120 rows, 80 rows will be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. When there's so much of hope for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us so much of encouragement. All we need to do now is engage ourselves in those a'mal that will allow us to reach Jannah. It is as though a person is moving and moving towards a destination, and when the time of maut comes, it's as though he just reaches his destination. How fortunate is that person, his whole life, he worked towards reaching the destination. So when the destination he reaches, he's so excited to see. Or I might give you an example, like a person that is developing overseas, he's developing one resort, so to speak, for himself. And he's got people there that are working, that are designing, that are putting up the hotels, that are putting up all the amenities in the resort that he's developing and designing. So all the time he hasn't seen it, but he's got people that are building it up. And eventually a time comes now when it's built up, and this person is going there to see it, what excitement goes through his heart and mind? So much of time, effort was spent building it up and developing it. He was pushing in money from this side and getting everything done. And when it's ready and it's done and he goes there, now what is the excitement when he reaches there? He is going there to stay there. So there's a very great excitement. Like that, a man who was making effort for Jannat. All his life he is making effort for Jannat. All his life he is making effort for Akhirat. He's putting all his investment there. The day that comes now for him to go and settle in his investment and see his investment and relax in his investment, can you imagine that joy that goes through a person's heart? Unbelievable. More than the joy of 1,000 Eids is the joy of a person that sees death. A mu'min that sees death, more than the enjoyment of 1,000 Eids also, that level of excitement he goes through is something that can't be explained. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut, that a gift from the side of Allah ta'ala. Not a gift from a king, not a gift from a millionaire, not a gift from a billionaire, but a gift from Allah ta'ala for a believer is maut. It is such a beautiful thing. It's a special gift from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the prerequisite is, in this life we have to make effort for that day when we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.